This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact 988 or 911. The holidays can be a season of great joy, excitement, and togetherness. But when you've experienced a loss of some kind, the holidays seem to just magnify feelings of sadness and loneliness. In this podcast, I want to share with you just a few brief ways that you can approach the holidays this year with a sense of hope rather than dread. First, I want to point out that while grief is universal, meaning that we all experience it or will experience it, it is also a unique process for each person. There's not a playbook for grief, and there really is no right or wrong way to grieve. And it really is okay and completely normal to feel strong emotions this time of year. Though the temptation can be to try to avoid your emotions, I want to encourage you to find ways to engage with your grief rather than avoid it. Maybe that looks like journaling at the end of the day, or setting aside a specific time to allow yourself to feel all the emotions, or even sharing with a friend about how you're really feeling. Give yourself permission and time to feel the emotions that grief brings. But don't feel guilty if you find yourself enjoying the holidays or laughing at Buddy the Elf. Emotions can coexist with one another. We can feel joy and sorrow together. I also want to encourage you to give yourself permission for things to look different this year. Traditions are so important and they bring a sense of comfort and security. But after you've experienced a loss, they are sometimes the thing that needs to change. So an important question to ask yourself is, how do I honor my traditions while also allowing them to change if they need to? Or you can ask, what value was at the heart of this particular tradition? Was it being together with family, or was it generosity? And what are some ways I can keep that same value even if the tradition itself needs to change? Also, consider ways to remember and honor your loved one this holiday season. Maybe you can make their favorite dish or treat, volunteer, or even make a donation in their honor. You could consider making a holiday craft or an ornament that reminds you of your person. You could hang their stocking and have people write their favorite memories of the loved one and place it in the stocking. Doing these things doesn't mean that the sadness is gone, but it helps add in gratitude and meaning alongside your grief. You can consider developing a holiday coping plan. This is a personal plan to help you navigate potentially difficult situations or events during this time. This could look like driving separate to an event that you might need to leave early from, giving yourself permission to say no to certain things, or even planning to take a break or go for a walk if an event becomes too sad or emotional for you. And then lastly, if you are grieving this holiday season, please remember to be gentle with yourself, and please remember to reach out for support. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now and not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to. You need a friend, someone to walk with you, someone to listen. Let me encourage you to reach out to your care coach. That's why they are here, and they really do want to help.